It feels good. I think obviously this was the way our defense played, gave us opportunities with the ball in some short yard or some short fields. Thought they played outstanding, gave us really a chance to win the field position battle overall. We had a couple backed up drives, but for the most part, we won that position. But it feels good. I think you look back, I came in a couple games, we won those games, but when I was started, it's been a while since I've won a game, but it's been off and on. I haven't started back-to-back-to-back games in obviously since Dallas and we went 0-3. And so to kind of get that feeling of win, man, I mean, this is what we play for. You play to win games and it feels good.
What got you into a rhythm as the game went on?
Just getting a couple completions, just easy completions. Guys ran great routes and got some separation. You just kind of try to pile those on top of each other, one after another. And we came out, first possession of the second half and Nate ran a great route. Had 6 or 7 yards of separation and, just pitch and catch type deal. And, from then I think we just got comfortable. I mean, I've only been here for a month. And so to get in the rhythm, get comfortable, just to kind of start seeing things, slow things down. But I think it just started with getting early, easy completions.
Have you been able to get much extra work with Hopkins over the past
few weeks? Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's week, 16. He's run a lot. I'd rather – come out here in game day and him have fresh legs. But we will get one or two maybe that we may have missed during that practice, and we may get a route or two after practice, but I'd rather him be fresh. He's a playmaker. With him, just kind of throwing the vicinity, and it's one-on-one, the chances are pretty good. So I don't want to wear him out, and so even though I may need him a lot more than he does, I'll let him try to keep those fresh legs. Yeah, I think so. The good thing about – the thing I like about Hop is, he's a quiet guy. He's got a great demeanor about him. He doesn't come over the sideline just, hooting and hollering, going crazy and, telling everybody to throw him the ball. He's patient. He understands it. So guys like that I got a tremendous amount of respect for. And I told him, I said, I'd be stupid not to throw it to you, so I'm going to throw you the football. But, he's a heck of a football player, and, we're lucky to have him.
Brandon, the win in Indy the other day where you guys are up 34-0 and almost – how would you describe this team's focus, intensity, and maybe confidence right now?
Yeah, we just come to work each and every day, and I think it starts with our head coach. I mean, that's kind of his mentality, and he instills that in us. But I think it's just, we come in each and every day, and each day is a new day. We try to get better. And I know it sounds cliche, but when you play a season this long and you kind of get in the position we're in now, that's all you can really do is just, take it day by day. And I think we've done a really good job of that. Great leadership. Obviously, we practice hard. But guys are just focused. This is a very close-knit team. I've only been here, and I know everybody now, but, we got a great locker room, and guys want it for each other. They want it for the guy next to them, and that's half the battle. I've been on some teams that maybe doesn't have that, and, it makes it a little bit tougher to win.
You do believe in your short time here that this team kind of takes on O'Brien's mentality, his persona?
No question. He's from the Northeast, I believe. I've heard him talk enough now, but he has that toughness about him. He expects guys to – defensively, offensively, special teams, it doesn't matter. He wants guys to go out and just, be physical, play hard, be a blue-collar type. I mean, that's probably the best way to describe it, just a blue-collar team that, however you can find a way to get it done, find a way to get it done.
How much fun is it for you personally to not only win a game as a start, but win a game with as much at stake as it was for your team today, too?
Yeah, that's probably the most satisfying thing. We needed this one. As a team, we needed this one. It feels good, obviously personally, but I think I'm more excited just for this team. We're 2-5. Early in the year, everybody kind of wrote us off, and we just keep plugging. Keep finding ways to win. And I know I just got here a month, but I mean that's been the mentality. You can tell since the bye week, and it's just like I said, it starts with the mentality, and guys, made a pact. Let's go out and do this for each other. And I think it's fun to be a part of a team like that. Oh, yeah. I won't be nervous. ultimately it comes down to what we do. We got another game left, but I'm sure everybody in the locker room will definitely be watching that one, kind of seeing where we, where we fall. But matter of fact, we still got another game to play. We got another divisional opponent at home. So it's, it's really about us, focus on us. And I think that's what we've been doing. I think that's what's been working the last 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks.
Brandon,